Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We'll dip into the Trump, Elon Musk departing news conference once a reporter's, or once there's something really newsworthy. Henry, can you explain, though? So President Trump, because I was coming back from the bathroom, was replaying on a computer to begin this. What?
Yeah, so he had his laptop out, and he flipped it around for everyone in the media to see. It's actually one of the cuts we have on the cut sheet today of CNBC basically saying that, like, for all the flack Trump's economy is getting, it's actually doing very well.
Oh, Centelli, yeah.
Yeah,
Centelli. Yeah. Well, the barometer they were using is real income, meaning what people are making versus inflation. That's the best metric.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very funny way to start out.
Yeah, exactly. No, this will be wild, particularly when the reporter questions start. Before then, we'll see. I don't see anything here. They're rehashing what he did. They're going to say, well, he didn't get $2 trillion. You know, we've already said how difficult this is. And the roadblocks that were there, it's remarkable they were able to gut out this amount. Now, something else is happening, though. Our listeners, it may have been 3 years ago, I think, Robin Schaefer would come on, protect our coast, New Jersey, Ocean City, then over in Wildwood at Mulligan's. It became one of the staples of the summer. We saw all these whales dying, dolphins, etc. People emotionally became attached to that. And then we both recognized the threat of Phil Murphy, his wife, and all that money, and the Danes and everything else, and we beat them up until now. Well, Protect Our Coast is going to file a big lawsuit on Monday against what's going on in New York, where the Trump administration, and Jeff Van Drew was on and said, well, what are you going to do, has decided to allow it to continue, the windmills there. Is there a domino effect? Then they start to get itchy. We can do this in New Jersey. We can still come back and win. Just think of the elements of billions of dollars, and we've beaten them. Sometime, rather than just rushing to the next thing, you have to celebrate events like that where they were stopped and they had to pull out. But the battle's not over. But you still celebrate that the power of the people is there to take on people like Murphy and these other interests in Jersey, which are huge, and stop this from forever decimating the Jersey Shore. All right, let's go to Robin Schaefer and find out what the next move is on this on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robin, welcome in. So what's going to happen on Monday?
Great to have you, or great to be back, Dom. So we are working towards a really aggressive response to the decision to allow Empire Wind to restart their operations, essentially. It was reported widely that it was a quid pro quo between Governor Kathy Hochul and the Trump administration to get a natural gas pipeline from western Pennsylvania up to New England. And in exchange for 54 wind turbines that are each 1,000 feet tall in the New York, New Jersey, kind of the where the two states come together and feed into New York Harbor. The deal that was made, now Hochul is saying today that didn't happen. There was no quid pro quo. She's totally against the gas pipeline. We're going to get in there and say, look, to the federal government, to everybody, this was a bad deal all the way around. There's no way Empire Wind can be built, because especially not under Trump's watch, because Trump's against these things. So we're going to get in and do everything we can to keep this domino from falling, because you know what? If Empire Wind is built, then all these other lease areas that are still being held by the Europeans that are just off the Jersey shore can get built.
Yeah, that's the fear. It will recharge them, because they haven't gotten it yet. Maybe the governor's race will certify this, that this is a big loser for them. It's an issue to run on, the electric bills and everything else. They still, there's so much money, so much face to be saved. Phil Murphy, until the end, is still going to try to connive to get that in there. So what does the lawsuit, in general terms, try to do?
Well, I don't want to get ahead of my skis here, but what we're going to be doing is telling, holding the administration accountable for doing what they said they were going to do. When Doug Burgum, the Department of Interior Secretary, said that there were serious problems with the Empire Wind project, that these permits that they were given were rushed. We're saying nothing has changed in the 4 weeks between Mr. Burgum saying we're going to stop it and take an in-depth look at it, and when he decided to release basically the stop work order. And what's crazy is there are these ships. We call one of them the Death Star because it's so big. There are all these ships that are getting into position. They're steaming into New York Harbor as we speak to get ready to start pile driving within eyesight of the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
This is ridiculous. And the ship that's the largest, it's the second largest crane ship in the world. It was the largest until like 4 or 5 years ago. It's a Dutch operated ship. It's crewed by foreigners. It's Panamanian flagged, and they're doing the work for a Norwegian company. What is America First about this? We just want to get in there and say to the Trump administration, just do what you told us you were going to do. We're going to help you in any way we can. We want to make sure that Trump's vision of having no more windmills going out in the ocean is realized.
Absolutely. So, Robin, where do we go to follow this? And as we head to the summer, the battle is still joined. Where do we go? What's the website?
People can go to pocnj.org or protectourcoastnj.org. And anything they can do to support our efforts is very much appreciated. And we certainly appreciate everything you and Dan and all the folks at WPHT do for us as well.
Thank you, Robin. To be continued. We'll see you on Monday. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. So President Trump is kind of, let's dip into it if we could here just for a minute. He's kind of giving us a litany of the legacy of Doge and Elon Musk. He's going through a litany of what they accomplished.
But they were saying the hottest country anywhere in the world. And then I played that little clip because I was one person who's respected. But there were two people because Joe was in that one, too. Joe's a good man. But that was one group of people saying something about the success of what we've done over the last 4 months. They cannot believe it. In the one case, they said they've never seen anything like it as long as they've been doing what they've been doing. They've been doing it for a long time. So I just I want to thank Elon for helping. And again, you know, the United States right now is the hottest country anywhere in the world. There's no country as hot. And we're doing really well. When I left, we had no wars. We had no problems. We defeated ISIS. We rebuilt our military. And we had no inflation. And when I came back, we had a lot of inflation. We had wars all over the place. We had the embarrassment in Afghanistan where we gave up billions and billions of dollars of military equipment, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, I believe. I believe that strongly. We have Russia with Ukraine. We had the attack on Israel in October, the horrible attack, October 7th. Horrible, horrible attack. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And now we have something where we're really healing a lot of that. We stopped India.
We got a good
Pakistan.
Sense of it. We'll go back when the reporters, President Trump going through the litany, you know, kind of career statistics here of what Elon Musk, his deliberate colossal change, what some of the problems were. We'll talk, you know, I want to hear some of the reporter questions here. It's going to be interesting, particularly with Musk and Trump. All right, but right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, so we're playing today for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Thursday, June 12th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. Quick reminder, thanks to Jim Harvey again. This week, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. That'll be for the overall winner on the side question this week. What do we have on the money melody?
Yeah, Dom, there is a technology that Earl mentioned earlier on the show. I don't want to say what the technology is.
Okay.
It's really taken over the current pop music scene. And there's a person that's apparently responsible for the popularity of it, deemed the queen of auto. I don't want to finish that.
Okay.
So, Dom, we are going to play a favorite of yours covering another favorite of yours.
Oh.
We want to know who the cover artist is today, the queen of that. Yeah, take a listen. So this is actually, Dom, from the time when she could still sing before she had to use technology to get her to the finish line. Who is this all-time Dom favorite covering another Dom favorite?
Well, that's second favorite song right after My Way.
Yeah?
Yep. No, it's in the top 10, though, just due to the talent of the man who's identified with it. Is he coming to Mulligan's this year? I hear he might be in AC. That'd be a quick trip over. All right. Hit us with that. You're off to see the Reading Phillies. Here's how you do it. 855 839-1210. Before we take a break, President Trump giving Elon Musk a golden key. You know the line, if you ever get a key, Dan. Brunson did it this week with Sherelle Parker, and that is, oh, what does this open? People always laugh. It's an easy line. You know, you don't even need writers. So I don't know what the golden key opens.
We have the audio. You want to hear
it? Yeah, let's hear a little bit of it.
Yeah, can you pop that up?
Yep.
Very special people, and I thought I'd give it to Elon as a presentation from our country.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You see the luck. The luck of this is amazing.
That's right. Large luck.
Well, let me say perhaps a few words.
You want to hear from Elon?
For a second. Yeah.
My time as a special government appointee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So it comes with a time limit. But the Doge team will only grow stronger over time. The Doge influence will only grow stronger. I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life. So it is permeating throughout the government. And I'm confident that over time we'll see $1 trillion of savings and a reduction.
All right, nice face to put on it there. All right, he's got a black eye, Elon. I can't see that.
Yeah, he definitely had something.
Something like that. One eye toward the end. He keeps on looking up at the ceiling for some reason. It's like something's happening.
Did he get his Neuralink updated, maybe?
Yeah. All right. We'll play a little bit of the scrum with the reporters, though. Get a winner here at 855-839-1210.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, it is Dom's Money Melody. Let's hear the cut today of one of my favorites, covering a song of one of my real favorites.
Not unusual to go out at any time. When I see you out and about, it's such a crime.
Now that would be a duet made in heaven. I mean, we've got to get those two together here. Let's go to Joel in Pottstown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joel, what's the answer today?
I think it's Cher.
You think right.
Right.
Enjoy
all
the
right.
Reading Phillies. You're not too far away from them as the crow flies anyhow. Cher and Tom Jones. Oh, my God. Now, that would be a Mulligan's. I don't know which one I'd be more in now. It would be Tom Jones. Of course. Sir Tom Jones. It should be Lady Cher. Dan, any
lady.
More? Yeah. He's sir. She'd be lady. Any more to add?
I think they have actually performed together. I'll have to look into that. But no, yeah. Cher, the queen of autotune. Earl called it in, but with Believe, which I'll play a little bit of. Here you go, Henry, if you want to fade that up. This song was really the first mass use of autotune. She used it as a stylistic, but then it took over the world of pop. And now if you tune into any pop song, as Earl said, it sounds like autotune is heavily used as a disguise for a bad voice. So we can thank Cher, the queen of autotune, one of your favorites, a.k.a. Cher, for her contribution to pop music and the failure it's now become.
Okay. All right. So we have a question from a reporter, right, Dan? Can you set this up?
Yeah. So it starts with fireworks, Dom. They go to the reporter questioning, and Pete Ducey, I think, gets the first question. And Elon just wants to jump right into it and address the elephant in the room, being the New York Times report earlier. Take a listen.
Thank you, President Trump. The president mentioned that you had to deal with all the slings and arrows during your time at Doge. There's this.
Well, some of the people, you know, some of the media organizations in this room were the slingers.
Well, so there is a New York Times report today that accuses you of blurring the line between.
Is the New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for false reporting on the Russiagate? Is it the same organization?
I think
the judge just ruled against New York Times for their lies about the Russiagate hoax, and that they might have to give back that Pulitzer Prize. That New York Times? Let's move on.
Okay, then next question. President Trump, Biden aides who used to work here are in talks with Republicans in Congress to go and testify about what they did or didn't do to possibly conceal President Biden's decline. Do you think that Dr. Jill Biden should also have to come in and testify about what she did or didn't do?
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the auto pen, I mean, I think the auto pen is going to become one of the great scandals of all time because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental institutions and gang members. He wasn't into that at all. And, you know, who signed these orders, proclamations, and all of the different things that he signed that set our country so far back that was so bad for our country?
With the auto pen, how would it work? Like, we're in the Oval Office right now. If there was a group of...
All right, so he's asking about that. Look, Trump didn't answer. I'll answer, and I'll answer for you. And I bet everybody listening, this isn't one of those things, oh, well, the wife is a civilian. Not when Dr. Jill Biden led cabinet meetings publicly. She was proud of it. Not when we know what we know so far. Absolutely, she should testify on this. This isn't just the wife, you know, the usual first spouse. No. This is obviously the chief or one of the people involved in the cover-up, which wasn't even a cover-up, but the attempted cover-up. She ought to be made to testify. Absolutely. I don't know why Trump diverted and got off there, but all right, so Elon Musk talking about colonizing Mars. Oh, goodness. We'll see if there's any other thing where the reporters particularly get into it with him over the legacy of what's happened here. Look, Doge is not going to be Doge unless it is codified into law. And it's certainly not going to be Doge, I think, without Elon Musk. So what are some of the lessons here? Well, the lesson is that the other side isn't going to just roll over because of the initial shots. They get punched in the face, and they did effectively, Trump and Musk, day to day for, what, 2 or 3 months. But they still stood their ground because they have the heights in Washington, the swamp, and there's difficulty. And I keep pressing for the Jersey governor's race that Jack Cittarelli and the assembly people there, and we talk about this with Dawn Fantasia and others, that they come up with a few nuggets, their own doge, that they get on it. And if you find just the right one that people, you know, in an elevator speech can say, oh, my God, they really didn't spend on this. I'm working here with all these taxes, all this in Jersey, and they're doing that. That's what you got to be looking for. Otherwise, it's just a lot of back and forth, and God knows which way Jersey would go, given it's a basically Democratic progressive in the extreme. That's what you're up against. So I don't see progress on it yet. And if Elon Musk and his crew and Trump's force of law behind it has difficulty, you know how dug in they're in it together. And Scott Perry on the show today said the number of Republicans that also go along with this. They did it in the big, beautiful bill. They're going to try to do it in the Senate. It is a huge force. And the force of the federal government is enormous. Musk saying he'll continue to visit the White House. I'm not surprised at that. But what is the legacy? I give you what I think the lessons are around this. One other thing, and I see the Trump administration's not going to do it. I'm disappointed in that. They threatened California with stopping this nonsense that's happening this weekend of this male chewing up female records, beating them. He's going to kill them this weekend. This is cut 13. This is from, you can follow this on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHT. My mistake. It's cut 11. This is Champion Park, Minnesota. Just shut out the defending state champions, Rogers, in back-to-back games to win the Class 4A. That's pretty big. A softball championship. Both victories were behind the arm of Marissa Rothenberger, who's a male. So the male pitched both days, shut him out. And I was watching some of this on YouTube.com. And you can see the speed when it gets to the plate. It looks a little bit funny. They can't catch up. I don't know how many strikeouts. I don't know the minutia. But how do people sit there? These are the defending state champions, and they got shut out both days. Is there any sound within Henry? Here's how it plays out.
And the pitch. Yeah. And Berger back in the fifth. Swing and a miss here first. 0-2 pitch. Strike.
Yeah, not much sound to it there. It's only 5 seconds, but okay. I'll keep replaying it there so people can see.
Yeah, it is a, I don't know about how many hits they got or whatever. And in softball, you can't dominate as much as if this were hardball, for example. If, let's say they had that kind of event in a state championship. So what we're going to see tomorrow in California is more of the same. And you might see winning by 8 feet in something. Why does it matter? Because sports matter. Because competition matters. Because rule of law matters. Because we have to defeat them at every level, at every opportunity, and twice on the weekends. That's why it matters. So I don't want more investigations of this. We know what they're doing. The way to stop them, you can see that this federal funding thing has these sanctuary cities a bit uneasy, like this might actually happen. Got to keep trying it. Got to hope you get through the courts with it. Take other action. Whatever you can punish California with, that's what I think you have to do. Simply to say, no, you're not going to get away with this. There is just no way you're going to get away with it. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question today, coming off the e-bike, hit the market. A bad invention, something that made the world worse by being out there. All right, Frank in South Philly, he's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my phone call, Dom. Hey, Dom, I'd like to talk on two topics. One, you just mentioned the e-bike, the electric bikes, I assume that you were talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we had a lady that a bike on an electric bike hit a car, broke the glass. The lady had to be taken to the hospital at 10th and Wharton over there. Had all glass on her face, and they took off. They have no responsibility, no regard for signs or anything like that. I'm a bike rider myself, Dom. I'm not an electric bike. I'm regular 10 speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing against bike riders, but here's the thing. Majority of them don't have no regards for regulations, lights, or anything like that. And the bike The electric bikes, they go to 20 to 40 miles an hour. They have no responsibility, no financial responsibility and everything like that. And that's what I have to say. I'm getting ready to go to city council meeting sometime, maybe next week or the following week, to turn around and introduce a regulation for these bike riders. They have lanes. It costs the city of Philadelphia $200 million to do these bike lanes. And they have no regard for signs or what's we call. Not only that, I found a sign in Center City. It says no parking, bikes only. And they got a rack in the middle of the street.
I hear you, Frank.
Now, the other thing about Doge, I look forward to turn around and have a Doge for city, state, and federal to turn around, investigate, or to turn around and find out where this money is being spent and hold people accountable. Here's the reason why, Dom. In the city of Philadelphia, $33 million, they couldn't find $33 million. Now, $12 million were found. They were accountable for. Where's the other $21 million? The sugar tax and all that kind of bit.
I got you, Frank. Good luck with that with city council. Look, the bottom line on all this stuff, they are out of control because they have a powerful lobby that these politicians pay attention. I'm reading a story today. Black residents in West Philly, 47th Street, is now going to be made one way because it's a connector to the new project of the Schuylkill, park inside the city thing, which I'm not opposed to, but it's a lot of money. And they argue, well, our way of life is going to be really stunted by this. And these are pretty much white, affluent people that are using this. Why in the world should we have to deal with all this overflow and unintended consequences? And the answer is because the bike lane is among the top five things that progressives love. It fits everything. And the guy in Philadelphia who really popularized it, Big Jim Kenney. Yep. He was the first Democrat that really rode that issue. That's how far back it goes. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. If we see anything else here, we'll bring it to you, of course, with Elon Musk and the president around Doge and the legacy of Musk. Democrats saying essentially, yeah, he did a lot of damage and we're going to bring him back in and make him pay for this somehow or another. He's got to rehab his company. I told you this story out there, the survey, 44% of Tesla owners, big national survey, said they have been vandalized. That is an incredible number. Almost half. Does this end now with him? Yeah, it's going to go away a little bit that he's not there. It takes away a target. 855-839-1210. Let me talk about Diane Cardano. We have a big event coming up. If you're thinking about selling your home, it's not like it used to be. The market is shifting. Today's buyers are pickier than ever. They want move-in ready homes with modern features. So how do you stand out without breaking the bank? My great friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors for years knows the answer. And she knows how to host a free event for future home sellers. You'll learn how to navigate this uncertain housing market, rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, and fast-moving technology. Learn her low-cost staging techniques. That's critical to meet today's buyer's demand. So join me and you and Diane for a glass of wine and hors d'oeuvres Wednesday evening, June 11th. All right, so just a week from this coming Wednesday, Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. You'll get a signed copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Get ahead of the competition. Come to Diane's future home seller event and sell your home fast. Doesn't have to be you're doing it right this minute. It could be 6 months from now, whatever. RSVP now, call 215-576-8666 or online 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you there on Wednesday, June 11th.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, it is Dom time. Hit us on the side question. Everything else, we'll dip into the Trump, Elon Musk. They're mainly asking Trump, President Trump, a lot of questions now. Didn't hear too much with Musk, as much as, you know, they're still going to be coming after you. What's the legacy? That kind of thing. The thing that I mentioned, this grading for equity coming to San Francisco, apparently has taken such a backlash that even in San Francisco, they're reassessing it. It would have said no homework ever. You would just take a final exam, and you could take it as many times as you wanted until you got essentially where you want it to be. The grade of C would be if you had a score of 41% on a 100-point scale, and an A would only be 80%. And no homework, as I said, under any circumstance. This would start in the fall, grading for equity. Now, the thing you should know is this. When you see this in the news, because it's going to be lambasted, as usual, the next couple of days, there is a guy, I think I'm going to try to get him on in the near future, Joe Feldman. This is the maniac who has gotten, I don't know if it's 100 or more, it's something close to that, school districts to be in the throes of either doing this or close to doing this across the country. I haven't seen him speak. I've only read about him. In other words, it's a whole movement, not just San Francisco. Philadelphia, once again, is doing this. They're not grading. They don't, you know, you just show up, or maybe show up. They're smart, though. They're not calling it grading for equity. They're just saying, hey, I told you the rankings were out the other day. Pittsburgh newspapers ranked the, 450 or 40 school districts in the state. And I think that Radnor was in the top three. Lower Merion may have been number two. Philadelphia was solidly 434th. Always a point of pride. Yes.
I hear this story, and I can't help but think it. It sounds like it's a middle school class president, like campaign promises.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
A's will now be 80%. No homework ever, and we're putting red Kool-Aid in all the water fountains and pizza at lunch every day, not just Fridays.
And Robert Kennedy can go to hell. We're putting red dye back in the Fruity Pebbles or whatever here.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. So they're moving a little bit back, but the Feldman guy. It says school districts plans to contract to implement grading for equity, wrote in 2019 that in Placer County, another jurisdiction with the grading system, students who did not qualify for free or reduced price lunch had a sharper decrease in A's, reflecting how traditional grading practices disproportionately benefit students with resources because of the inequitable inclusion of extra credit and other resource-dependent grading criteria. Buddy, if I get them on, all right, we're not going to do extra credit, but I'm a Catholic school. I would have to have a nun sitting in with us, too, and I think I know a few out there that were listeners. You're going to hell, buddy. 70, you're going to be in hell a long time if you think 70 is not the passing grade, all right? I had a kid once come up to me when I was still teaching. I think it was a 78, and he was arguing that's a B. It's a low B. I just said to him, do what you will. You can bring in parents. You can bring in administrators. I am not signing anything that says 78 is a B.
I mean,
what are you going to do with
it? I tried doing that stuff, too. Yeah. If you had, like, a high 79 or something, like, come on, just round me up. Like, I'm trying to get in college here, you know, well, gild them a little bit.
But even 80 is not a B.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. Not by any rational. You know what? I should ask that, right? Well, let me ask Leslie that. Leslie and Bryn Mawr. Leslie, is 79 or an 80 a B?
Oh, gosh. I would say no.
Thank you. I thought you would.
Wow.
You need an 85 for a B.
I would say it's a B minus.
Yeah, I would agree
with
that.
Well, we're not doing any of that. Wait a minute. You're trying to win the crowd over here. Soon you're going to say, I would say it's sauce and gravy. No, you're not getting that.
Yeah, I thought that 80 to 90 was a B, and the 90 to 100 were the A's. So,
no, wait a minute. A 90's not an A now. We're not doing that. You've got to distinguish. I bet if we go back, people are checking their records right now. You got to be at least a 92 to get an A here. You can't have a 90 as an A. That's 10% wrong.
I have no idea. I'm with Henry and Leslie here 100%.
92, 85, something like that.
92, 100 has always been an A, yeah.
You may get some kind of, I don't know if they have a grading system with the plus and the. Well, all right, what do we do with the kid that has a 98 then? Well, you're the same thing as somebody with 90? I don't think so.
An A plus.
Oh, okay.
A plus.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
And A minus for the 90.
Yeah.
Can you put two minuses in there?
I think it's just a B at that point.
No, then it would negate each other, and it would be just an A then.
All right, put three. Then they can't negate each other.
It's a little shot of confidence. Yeah. Yeah. A minus, minus, minus.
Yeah, exactly. They can't do math, so they won't know. Leslie, what do you have today?
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say Robert has been hitting it out of the park with all of his calls this week. Scott Perry made a great comment today about how the Democrats take little bites, mm-hmm. but they just keep taking those bites, and that's going to relate to my answer. And the woman that wrote the article on the ICE situations with the local counties.
Yes.
She's also spot on. It's going to tie into my answer. My answer today is political correctness was a really bad idea. First of all, it is a communist idea. And it was the beginning of stepping on freedom of speech.
Oh, and, perhaps, and cancellation, cancel culture, it all evolved to it, yes.
Yes, and gave birth also to woke and virtue signaling.
Yeah, and I think, still think we're in the throes of the virtue signaling, without a doubt.
Absolutely. So if we had not allowed the Democrats to sneak PC in and grow quietly under the current and became, you know, what we're now dealing with men in women's sports. That's all political correctness movement giving birth to the things that we're having major issues with today.
Thank you, Leslie. Well put. Absolutely. So Dan, Elon was asked why he has a black eye. Apparently his son punched him.
It's a hell of a punch.
Yeah. Then. Well, I don't know. That little X is... I mean, Trump...
Your brass knuckles on?
Trump took out the Resolute Desk and had it made over again or something because of little X Annex there that he didn't like. Can you imagine?
Sounds like the kid is under control there.
Oh, well, really? Elon Musk is talking about splitting the atom, and he has him on his shoulders going nuts. It's a little bit of a wild scene. All right, it is the lightning round next, and we'll get the winner for the week, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right, Zay. The e-bike hit the market. Hit us with something that made the world worse. That's an invention. Bill in Bucks. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Well, it was touted as being a good alternative to tobacco cigarettes, e-cigarette, but it turned out that it's very, very harmful to young people.
Yeah, but I still think overall it helped adults. But I hear you.
I'm with Bill on that.
Oh, I think it did, though. It's better than the other.
It's more potent.
I don't know.
More flavorful.
Adults. Yeah. All right. I have to see. Tom and Rosemont. Hey, Tom. Afternoon.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. So, real quick. Softball, remember, they pitch from 46 feet away, not 60 feet 6 inches. So, the speed is almost identical to a man throwing a baseball at another baseball player.
Okay.
Okay. But my question is, they took a great invention, the basis of almost all sports, the ball, and ruined it by inventing the soccer ball. They made soccer, a sport where a mime uses their eye-hand coordination more than the alleged athlete.
Oh, that's a beautiful line. That's it, exactly. All right. They're one of the few groups, the Union Soccer. I was going to say this into the weekend. It's gay pride, the parades, and all that downtown. Target and others have withdrawn from Philadelphia due to changing times. The Union solidly in there, though. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oak Lynn. Oh, man, say it ain't so. Dave, what's the invention? What is it you don't like?
Oh, it's the little cookies you get when you're trying to read an article on your cell phone. They're so annoying.
Ah, I thought you were mean real cookies with the chef. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering where he was. Joe in Exton. Joe, good Friday.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good Friday. My invention, whose life expectancy was short-lived, is the DeLorean car, whose doors opened vertically.
What's the objection? I kind of thought they were always cool, Joe. What don't you like?
Well, the public realized that it was an ineffectual machine in which to ride, and so it never
took off, Joe. I got you.
It couldn't get past 80 miles an hour.
Oh, that wasn't because of the doors, though, was it?
No, it was just a poorly designed car.
Okay. Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Don, they were called the Gullwing doors.
Okay.
Ones that lifted vertically. Dom, coming from my industry, mine was these, and every time the market turns around, these predatory lending plans that come out. No doc loans, 110% financing. If me and you were going to partnership together, and you were to say, Joe, I got a $300,000 venture, and I'm going to put in the whole $300,000, and you have to put in nothing, I would not respect you.
I hear you. Thank you, Joe. Wow. I'm processing these calls. I'm back and forth. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours? Gary.
In 1970? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? In 1970, the average male weighed 166 pounds. Now they're 191. The female was 140. Now they're 170. High fructose corn syrup and ultra-processed food.
All right. Well, that's a good one. Nikki. Nick, what's yours?
Yeah, well, a lot of people might not like it, but if Dan said the plastic, which is using so many things in our lives, then it does a lot of good, I got to say the internet.
Thank you, Nick, as always. And Richard in Somerdale, I wanted to get to. This is the exemplar failure. What is it, Richard?
The Edsel.
All right. I don't know that it was damaging or worse. It just failed, without a doubt. All right, Dan, who do you like?
He doesn't know. Okay. We'll come to me first.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So I think the ones I like the best today were Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Obamacare, Bill and Buck's answer of e-cigs, Tom and Rosemont's answer of soccer, and David Oakland's answer of cookies, the internet version.
Mm-hmm. Any from the earlier? I'm trying to think of some of the earliest ones. Those are the later ones.
Well, Earl with autotune was correct. It did kind of kill pop music, among others.
I thought Earl's call was very good, though. I would go with the autotune, even though it's not the worst thing. It was excellent how he pulled it out. All right, let's put them all into the hat or the table.
Let's run through the winners real quick.
Yes.
All right, so Monday, we asked for those all-time brothers, correct? We got Ray in Doylestown with the Sullivan brothers.
Yes.
Tuesday, we asked for that all-time side character. Richard in Somerdale said Ed Norton. Wednesday, we asked for someone who is pompous. Jesse in Drexel Hill won with the answer of Mussolini. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time person who was redeemed. Joe in Bordentown won with Sitting Bull, and you heard it just now, that all-time kind of bad invention here. Earl with autotune, and if we put all of those into the hat here... Ooh, that's a number four, Joe in Bordentown with Sitting Bull. You are this week's winner.
It was a good. I like the best answer this week was the Mussolini because a guy imitated it sitting there just looking at the crowd and doing this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ranting was bad by Mussolini, but the pompous, oh my God, yeah, without a doubt. All right, great answers this week. You're off with a $50 gift card to our favorite Gallows Seafood in Harv's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. All right, have a great weekend, everyone. Scott Presler will be here Monday. We'll see what else happens between now and then, including California. Come on, girls. Win one of those. At least come, you know, make it difficult in the high broad jump and everything else. Yeah, do that, please. Dan and Henry, have a great weekend. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. I'm on at about 4:30 today on Newsmax. They actually sent a lot of good questions, so tune in if you can. Rich is next. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.